blog.
I'm being told what to say. I've activated my phone. I'm now recording some audio. I just thought about it before I forget. I've never had such a small amount of space on a train. If my feet were bigger, I would actually have more space right now. Or if I was wearing a hat. I've promised myself I'm going to carry a sombrero in my bag. Should I ever be on a train quite as packed as this again? Anybody within hearing distance of me back me up on that? How packed is this train?
Very packed.
And there is about 20 people within hearing distance. The reason why I'm recording this is because I've just, for the first time in probably 25 years, had to pull the lever to talk to the driver on a train because it appears somebody has fainted. There was a massive call to stop the train, but when it looked like he was coming round, everybody said, no, it's okay, carry on. I'm not sure if some people have got some very urgent meetings to go to. If Digital Britain and the pledge of decent broadband had actually occurred at some point, I don't think all of these people would have to be on a train this morning, because with technology as it is, there's absolutely no reason why we can't stream and network from home offices. Last week I was late because of motorway traffic, yet I could stream video audio from my car Wi-Fi and start taking a class before I got there. Now, if I can do that from my car, why can't we do more from home? I think commuting in this country, when the infrastructure is just so pants, is getting ridiculous. I have to be interviewing somebody today. I also have to be in an editing suite where I don't have the technology at home, so reluctantly I'm taking the train. It's probably about two or three times longer than it should be today. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get there. The driver's just told me through this little speaky microphone thing that we should be in London at 15 minutes. I hope the guy that passed out is okay. I can't see anything. It's kind of people passing messages down the carriage. Apparently the conductor is on the way to see how he is, but he's going to have to do a Crocodile Dundee style treading on people's heads to get here, I think. London soon. Let's hope everybody who is fainting can remain on their feet. I don't suppose there's much choice. I haven't got any room to fall over anyway, so nearly there.